Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ageless Sisters, your global source for beauty, lifestyle, and anti-aging tips with your host, Cynthia Rowland, creator of Facial Magic and Luscious Lips.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Cynthia Rowland here, and I am so thrilled to be back in Los Angeles for a while, where the sun is shining, the temperatures are warm, there are green grasses everywhere and beautiful flowers in bloom, which is not what is happening in Oklahoma today. They're recovering from a major snowstorm, so I understand that the roads are slick and snow-packed. So, welcome to L.A. I love this weather here. I wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping because I had promised all of you a show strictly about facial magic. Well, it still hasn't happened. Today we have a very special guest, and then on the 19th we have a special guest, and then in April, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do shows or not because I'm headed to Hong Kong. We are opening a facility there. It's someone else opening and doing all the hard work and heavy lifting, but it is a facial magic facility in Hong Kong, and we are very excited for that. So I'm not sure exactly when my next show will be, but I'm scheduling now in May, and I think I'll be back for those shows. So anyway, when we do the facial magic show, it's coming. I want to be able to have on different women who have participated with me and talk to all of you who have questions about facial exercise so that you're not just hearing me talk about it all the time. However, I love facial magic, and I could talk about it from now until the cows come home because it does such great things for everyone's face. But onward and upward, today we have a really fine guest. Not that I don't have fine guests before Carol Lampman comes on, but her friend Panina, who put together this fabulous skincare line called Luxurel, brought Carol Lampman, her friend, to me and asked if I would be interested in having her on as a guest. Well, when I heard her credentials, I went, of course I would be happy to have her on as a guest, because this woman, Carol Lampman, who lives in Arizona, has been, I think, a healer probably for the better part of her life. She is an acknowledged speaker. She is an educator. She has presented seminars and programs and trainings in the U.S., France, Italy, Spain, Venezuela, Australia, Israel. My goodness, what could be better than that? But here's her focus. She sent me a CD of her work, and it's about breathing. Breathing is, like, so important. For all of you facial magic users out there, you know how we use breathing after each exercise. And so without any further ado, I'm going to bring on Carol, and we are going to talk about how in the world did she become an integral breath therapist and many more things. So welcome, Carol Lampman.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, did you grow up in Arizona?
No, actually, I grew up in the Northwest, so I'm from the, you know, Seattle area, basically, between Seattle and the Canadian border. Uh-huh. But we've lived all over the country. You know, I followed my husband here, there, and everywhere as he was doing the corporate routine, and I picked up a lot of skills as I was traveling, and I got to know a lot about myself while I was in the process.
So how long have you been in Arizona?
We've been here about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think Arizona is a real magical place. Because
It really is, Sedona. We have
Sedona. Is that where the area in which you live?
Well, we're a few hours from there, but we go whenever we can because it's a really mm-hmm. marvelous place to be.
It is a marvelous. Well, even all of Arizona, because you see so many beautiful changes throughout the state. I absolutely love it. So
yeah, it's very diverse.
Very diverse. Well, okay, so I know that everybody's going to go, well, let her talk about the breath and how do you breathe. Carol, how did this all come about with you? Because I know a little bit of your background, but share this with our listeners, how you became interested in the breath.
Okay, so in one of our moves, when we moved to Wisconsin, which was one of those places I went kicking and screaming and left the same way because I didn't want to go and I didn't want to leave. But when I moved to Wisconsin, I fell right after the furniture arrived, and I became aware when I broke my hip at age 40 that I'd had a lot of physical pain in my life. So that was a stopping point, a turning point for me. And I spent the next several years, even though I'd had other careers, my original career is in the medical profession, which, you know, I've really came full circle from the mind-body connection to the mind-body connection from that point of view. What I realized is I had chronic migraines. And when this happened to me and suddenly our kids are all off in school and it's just the two of us again, and I have time on my hands to think about me. And so my focus went inside. So I started to explore all kinds of modalities. And, of course, I did yoga for years. But, of course, the yoga breathing is very controlled. Well, that was the name of my game, control as much as you can without even realizing that that was the underpinning to all of my migraine issues. I realized over the next few years that by working with my breath and doing some what we call Reikian work, radix work, where I sort of tapped into my body using the breath. However, that was only the starting point. The mind-body connection is what really brought me to a place of healing. I began by simple breathing exercises, and then I went off to explore rebirthing, and I did holotropic breath work, and I fiddled and fooled around with hypnotherapy. I just felt like the power of the mind was a key ingredient in the healing that I was looking for myself. But nothing worked as powerfully for me as the breath did. And it has been the underpinning. It's like the foundation of the program that evolved out of my own healing process. I discovered by using the breath that I was sexually abused as a very young child, even before you would think you'd have memories. And that was sort of the initial wound for me. So as I peeled away the layers and began to heal my body, because I'd had a variety of surgical procedures and all around the female areas, you know, hysterectomy, et cetera, the body is a living autobiography. It remembers everything. So
that's amazing
I,
about our bodies, isn't it?
It is amazing. And, of course, our body is animated by the energy that we come into the world, we take our first breath. When we leave this world, we take our final exhale. The breath is what moves the energy in our body. And so most of us have some distortions in our breathing because as a child, if someone told you, stop that crying, how do you stop? You hold your breath. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon these patterns become chronic, and we begin to adjust our breathing in order to keep those emotions suppressed. So what I found out is that, you know, I thought when the going got tough, the tough got going. What I realized is the emotions, that was a key for me to connect to who I really was, because I just didn't feel, you know, I mean, I love to me was a thought. I loved my children. I loved my husband, still married after all of these years. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know real love until I started to peel away the layers that around my heart. And then everything changed. Soon I was surprised that I took so many of these trainings that I built on my medical background, and I started to see a few clients. And then that grew like crazy. A nutritionist would refer to me because this nutritionist realized that all the work she did with her clients with chronic illnesses, they would get so far and then everything would stop. They wouldn't improve anymore. So she'd send them to me for a few sessions and everything moved again. And eventually she even took the training for herself. She said, I might as well just do the whole thing, you know, and then I'm not referring to me all the time. By that time, I had a full-time private practice. And I continued my own education, and evolved. The program evolved. I started doing workshops and then eventually training for professionals because I brought pieces in together in a unique way in order to sort of move that way in, to be able to, the focus point, the breath is the access point to who we are. We're body, mind, emotions, and spirit. And the breath connects all those four layers, all those four levels. So when we breathe, we have access to whatever it is that might need our attention. But most of us are so busy racing around in this crazy world, we don't stop. We don't feel. Our head has taken over, and our heart, we just drag it along behind us. Mm-hmm. At least we're supposed to run our lives where our heart tells us what we should do, and then our head was designed to organize, make a list, to-do list. If I'm going to do X, Y, Z, I need to, these are the steps in order to accomplish that. But when we abandon our heart and live from our heads, we lose the most important part of who we really are.
Oh, Carol, you're speaking to my heart because it's so true because we see hard-heartedness everywhere we look.
I know.
It's very concerning that people have lost the art of love in a lot of ways.
It's true. It's really true. And that's who we are. That we are love. That is who we are. In the beginning and in the end, the only thing we get to take with us when we leave this world is the love that we gave and we shared. That's what we get to take with us.
Mm-hmm. You're such a knowledgeable little soul.
Well, I sort of came up the hard way. You know, I really went through the School of Hard Knocks, and I really took myself apart and put myself back together, and now it's an ongoing process. How
well, I can feel that because you're so soft. I mean, there's such a softness about you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't so soft in the early days. I always had a big heart. I would cry at dog food commercials and sad movies, but never for myself, you know?
Yeah, I understand that.
So I was
that,
there
actually.
The whole time.
Yes. Where do you want to move this? Do you want to talk about the work you're doing now with the breath? And I know you're working on a new book. And tell me,
yes,
how do we want
to
move into this breathing?
Okay, I guess I want to say something about my the mission statement I created when I decided to really go out into the world because I think it explains a lot, and then I'll
yes,
go from there.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Go ahead. You want me to read it, or do you want to read it?
Oh, you can read it. That'd be nice.
I'm going to read it because, you know what, when I got that, I read that. I thought it spoke to my heart so deeply. Mm-hmm. Carol writes as her mission statement, "We believe each person carries the potential for greatness. The expression is unique to each person. Our mission is to hold this vision for you until you can connect to it within yourself." Huge.
Yes. You know,
yes.
There is this idea that we'll hold your feet to the ground and lift your heart to the heavens. You know, that's
very
the whole point. And, of course, the breath is, a lot of people just don't understand the power of the breath. And I did a little workshop for a massage school a number of years ago, and these two young ladies, the class was forced to come, and they weren't so happy to give up their weekend to come to this class. But these two young girls, who must have been about 19, came to me afterwards, and they said, you know, we just couldn't understand how you could talk about the breath for 2 days. And she said, I came here with my best friend. We're in school together. And she said, we hugged each other for the first time today. So, you know, our breath is our connection, not only to ourselves, but when we connect to ourselves and to our heart, it has a ripple effect. So the breath itself physically has a benefit beyond, even if you only breathe, all of you out there, just for your physical benefit, great. Because I'm going to teach you a little circular breath. And this is a breath that anybody can use because we work with a variety of breaths and we teach other techniques to therapists and facilitators. But we also have a public program. That's really where my heart is, because that's where I started, to reach out and touch all kinds of people out there who can use the breath and do their own work in their own time. Not everybody has the time to come to a class or a course, and not everyone qualifies for a professional training. So what I'd like to do is just invite the guests to tune into their breathing for a moment. And this will just take a couple of minutes. So just for a moment, wherever you are, take a moment and feel your breath. And notice where it holds its primary focus. Is it in your upper chest? Is it in your lower chest? Just notice. Of course, we know you've been getting along just fine. You're still with us. So we know that the breath is the fuel that keeps our bodies alive. We can go days without food or water, but only minutes without our breath. And 70% of the toxins are released on the exhale. Only 20% through the skin, and only 10% by going to the toilet. And what gets all the attention?
The toilet.
If you want to purify your BS, if you want to purify your body, breathe more fully. Breathe. So notice where your breath is going. The top of the lungs, bottom of the lungs. Notice the pauses. Do you stop a long time at the top of the inhale or the bottom of the exhale? Is your breathing really fast? Do you hardly notice the pause at all? These are all signs of distortions. So the person who does not breathe in the upper part of the chest has protected their heart. So this is one of our symptoms of a wounded heart, that the breath does not go at all into the upper chest. However, if it only goes to the upper chest, that means that probably that person is hyperventilating and they might have dizzy spells, heart palpitations. They figure that hyperventilation is one of the most common undiagnosed medical conditions that exist today. That, you know, we all take pills for something, we can just change our breath and change our life, truly. If you pause a long time, that means you're holding back the energy. So if we're holding back our energy, when we focus, say if you're working on a computer screen and you start to focus on something, most of us stop breathing. And when we need it the most, our brain is deprived of the oxygen that keeps everything flowing. So the simple correction for, and there's many others, and we go much more into this when we do workshops and trainings. We even teach to our therapists how to diagnose certain conditions by the way a person breathes. We can tell by watching them breathe if you were physically or sexually abused at a young age. We can tell if you're depressed or if you have anxiety. But the good news is, for our listeners, is that by doing the simple circular breath, it's the one-size-fits-all correction for all the distortions. So I'm just going to teach it to you now.
So explain that circular breath, Carol.
Okay. So the circular breath is not how you're supposed to breathe all the time. It is a correction. So if you had a daily practice of 5, 10, 15 minutes a day of this breath, you will correct your distortions in your breathing. Because most of these distortions started before we were 6 years old. You know, and they just became part of us. So for most of us, it turns around really quickly. The younger you are, the faster it'll turn around. This circular breath has no pauses. And the reason for that is we do most of our holding back on the pauses. And that causes a lot of physical stress in our body. If you deprive your body of oxygen, it wants to go to fight or flight because it's being deprived, like suffocation. So what we do with the practice is, if you can breathe through your mouth, this takes some practice for people, because the reason we'll breathe through the mouth is because if you take a deep breath through your nose, you're not going to get very much air. But if you breathe through your mouth, everything fills up. So we want the mouth breathing opens your throat, make a big sigh, opens your lungs, and then you just begin, and if you put one hand on your belly and one hand on your chest, You want to fill your belly, and we want to keep filling until it comes all the way up into the upper chest to the very bottom of the throat. And then you just let it go. There's no control involved in any of this. Hold on a second.
So is it better to lay down while you're concentrating on the circular breathing? Because if you're putting your hands different places, you probably wouldn't want to be driving, but it would give you a time to just kind of be by yourself and do something that's very special.
You could call it your morning meditation, your afternoon meditation. It will really,
mm-hmm.
Or if at the end of the day when you come home from work and you've got the evening in front of you, 10 minutes of this will just shift your perspective. If you feel anxious or you're upset about something, everything calms down. Most people will find that as they breathe in this method after a few minutes, they start to yawn. It's not that they're tired. It's the relaxation response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people spend a lot of money for years learning how to elicit the relaxation response. It comes with the territory. When your body starts to come into balance, we will often find ourselves yawning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good sign.
It is. Doug Carroll, let me interrupt you because you have a very fine CD. You were kind enough to send it to me. We listened to it with great love yesterday. You just opened all of our hearts here yesterday.
Great.
Yeah. But can our listeners go to your website, carollampman.com, and find the CD?
Yes. So all they have to do is go to the store. And what the CD does is it has an introduction to the breath, kind of like I just gave you, only with more detail,
mm-hmm.
and then walks you through a breathing practice with a little music in the background and my voice
yes.
every once in a while reminding you to breathe so you
yes.
don't drift off. And
yes.
then the four tracks that follow that is how to use the breath for your own inner exploration, breath and the body, breath
right.
and the emotions, breath and the
yeah.
mind, and breath and spirit.
Yeah. yeah. So wonderful. I want everyone to just think about going to her website, carollampman.com, carollampman.com. There's one thing that I wanted to go back and just touch on briefly.
Okay.
That you spoke about, and that is how 70% of the toxins that are in our body are expelled through our breathing.
Right.
That is such powerful information.
It is, isn't it?
Because, yes, because you think about how people have dis-ease. And,
exactly.
my golly, they hold their breath.
Yes,
they're not
exactly.
breathing that you want them to.
Well, think about, like, I'm in Tucson, Arizona. It's a valley. And if the wind doesn't blow, all the toxins build up in the air. There's all the gases and all the fuel emissions and et cetera. And pretty soon, I think you get some of that in your neck of the woods too, depending
yeah.
on where you are in the valleys. And then the pollution gathers. And what's it take to clear out the pollution? A good wind. But our lungs are like that also. And most of us, you know, 80% of the blood vessels are in the bottom part of the lungs. So unless you breathe fully all the way to the bottom, you're not going to get all the oxygen you need, and you're
mm-hmm.
not going to release the toxins in the way that is best suited, the way we're designed to release. So if you're breathing very shallow, you're not bringing fresh oxygen into those bloodstreams, and you're not also releasing the toxins. So the first thing people notice when they start just even a 10-minute-a-day breathing practice is they start to feel more clear-headed. They're more in touch with their bodies. The body has more energy, of course. And
mm-hmm.
they're also aware of their emotions. And the heart starts to open. And an open heart already is going to really take the benefit.
Yes, it will. We have a caller who's been holding
okay.
for 24 minutes. Can I bring this person on, please? All right.
Sure.
Hello, caller. Hello? Oh, I don't know where they went.
Well, I can keep talking.
Okay, keep talking. We've got 5 minutes left, Carol. And
okay.
I'm going to let you have the floor for 3 minutes uninterrupted, okay?
Okay. So, you know, one of the benefits of doing this kind of work, and you know, if you're not familiar with working with the breath is thousands of years old. The Easterns knew that it made a difference in a person's state of being. Of course, they used it for spiritual growth and development. But we know now today that it has a balancing effect, that the body needs oxygen. Of course, we know that. And, of course, we need air to speak. We need oxygen to fuel our brain. We need oxygen to digest our food, et cetera, et cetera. But emotional anatomy is another aspect of the work that I think is really important. The breath will put you in touch with your emotions. So this is a good thing. So all the old emotions that you have stuffed away, when you practice this little bit of breathing, you might notice something that from the past. You might have a memory. And when all of those things, if something does come up for you, this is a good sign. That means it's being released. So you can't heal what you can't feel. And the fastest way into that aspect of the emotions is our breath. Now, of course, the breath is our mind, our belief system is also tied in, because in our wounding, which happens to all of us, nobody gets into life without having something. Even the best parents in the world can't be there all the time. If something happens to us, if we think of it as energy, it's like the spiritual energy that we are, it's interrupted when something happens. We do this. And then we have a thought about it. And then we have an emotion about it. And then it registers in the physical body. So our body is still carrying our stories. And so as we free the body, we also will be aware that maybe I don't feel worthy enough. Maybe I'm spending too much time at the gym and not spending time with my family because I have to be bone thin. And everything goes out of balance, because if you work with your breath, your body comes to balance, your emotions, you get to know who you are as an emotional being. There are no bad emotions. They are all good. We need them all. They're all part of our guidance system in life, because how do we know if something's good for us if we don't feel? And, of course, then, you know, there is this spiritual aspect to our breath. And the thing of it is that you don't even have to believe that. It works anyway. It just happens without our permission. It's just amazing.
That is so cool. That is very true.
So the CD I created so that people could do their could have an experience of the work on their own. So it's really a great way.
At home, because not everybody can come see you in Arizona.
Right.
So this gives everyone the perfect opportunity to get in there and get this fabulous CD called Breathe, and it's so gentle. It's just gentle.
Yes.
That's the best way I can
explain it.
It really is. Yes.
You know, there's one little piece of advice if I can give it. If you don't know what to do, take a breath. If you still
take
don't
a
know
breath.
What to do,
oh, that's good
take
advice.
Another
good
breath advice. And another breath, and then you'll know what to do, because when we don't know what to do, we hold our breath.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have given all of us wonderful advice today about breathing, and I'm so glad you came into my life, Carol, because,
thank you.
A, number one, you're a friend of Fanina's, who I just absolutely love and adore.
And me too.
Yes, and I love your work, and I just
so
believe that if we just learn to breathe, our life gets better and better.
Absolutely.
I
we can let go
little,
and just trust our breath.
Trust your breath. I like that.
Right.
I want to give a shout-out to our next guest coming up on March 19th, and this is Dr. Roy and Joe Martino. Sorry. I'll do that again. Dr. Roy and Joe Martino, and they are diet experts. And I think they kind of have the same philosophy about their work as you do about yours, Carol, and that is all you have to really do is breathe.
And life will
take care of itself. In most
Well, the pleasure
cases.
Was all mine. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
It.
We're going to end the episode and thank you all for listening. We love having you as our guests, and just remember that you always are beautiful, and so just breathe into that knowing. So until next time, everyone, see you later.